Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock Adult Activities in this morning, the plant sale, and their work in the community is our focus this morning. Alexis Fox is here, and Lacey Fisher from Rappahannock Adult Activities. It is great to have you guys here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
But before we do that, the general manager of this radio station is here. And usually when the general manager of a radio station asks to come in and talk on a show, it's not good.
Yeah.
But well, is a difference. That's not the case today.
No. This is actually really good news for the community, really good news for the company. And I think we've got something here that is going to absolutely change lives a little bit in the community.
I think so. Mark Bass is here, the general manager of Centennial Broadcasting Fredericksburg. And Mark, this is really something. You don't hear about this in a community this size.
No. This came from a conversation with the owner of the radio station. He's a real giving guy, and he wanted to make a donation, and he mentioned a certain charity, and we have close ties with that particular charity. And the conversation kept going and kept going and kept going, and he said, well, what would you do with $100,000, Mark? And I go, hold on. I'll have a plan for you in just a second. And so we have come up with 100K of Kindness. This initiative that the company is giving us is quite extraordinary. We have got $100,000 to give away to charities in this market. And along with that, we're going to spend a month talking about these charities and explaining what they do and how they serve the communities. It's a way for us to give back big to the community and help the charities at the same time.
And that's what's great about this, because it gives... puts that spotlight on the charities to talk about what they do, and hopefully the community then learns about them and gets involved with that charity financially and in other ways.
Well, again, you know, we're doing a month-long multimedia thing for all the charities, you know, social media, interviews with you, interviews with Jeremy Trapper on the B-side. So it's more of just giving you a check. Love giving you a check, but educating the community so maybe somebody else will write a check, and then somebody else will write a check and help it out. But educating the community, I think, is one of the biggest, most important things of this initiative.
So now we have four doors of $25,000 each,
yeah.
And the first door,
yes,
it just so happens, is Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Yep. It is a fabulous organization, not very well known.
Should be well known.
Should be, exactly. These people quietly do a great job every day. And we're so happy that we can give you guys part of the money, but more importantly, give you the publicity so people will know more about you and what you do. I think that's the most important part, really.
And one of the things, and that's what you two are here, Alexis, you're here this morning to talk about the plant sale that is going to start in early April. And really, the focus is just to let people know about the plant sale. It's going to be a great thing this spring.
Yeah, we love the plant sale. We've been doing it a while now.
Yeah.
Well, if you watch our YouTube account, look at our Facebook pages, you'll see more and more about them as the month goes on. So exciting news, besides the 25 grand.
And as if you look today, you'll see a video of Alexis and one of the Rappahannock Adult Activity members getting ready for the plant sale.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And some pictures.
Good stuff. The other charity we're doing this service to is Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. And we know they do a wonderful job. And we know Dan very well from the food bank. And what he'll do is he'll take that $25,000 and turn it into $50,000 worth of groceries to give away. So that's a great thing. The other charity we're giving away $25,000 to is our friends at the Fredericksburg SPCA. We've been longtime supporter of the SPCA. We're partners with them now already. We do a lot for them and raise a lot of money for them, and they do a terrific service in this community. And I guess one of our favorites, kind of a favorite of the radio station, is Leashes of Valor. They're going to get $25,000, and they tell us that $25,000 will take a dog from puppy to a service dog, yeah. complete training and everything else, and they turn it over to the serviceman. So it's a pretty exciting thing. Those four charities each get $25,000, and each will get a month-long publicity campaign on the radio stations.
Yeah, which I said it's really exciting. You see these things, but not in a community this size. It's usually a metropolitan area. So the fact that we're able mm-hmm. to be involved with this station in our sister station, B101.5,
right.
is pretty exciting.
Well, we give away a lot of cash. I mean, we give away cash to listeners. We had, you know, a few years ago, we gave away $25,000 to listeners. And we're going to still do that. But this is coming from the heart of the company, yeah. the owner of the company, all the people at corporate that really, really appreciate this community. We have been very successful year after year after year, and they decided, let's give some back. So that's how it came up with the 100K of kindness.
Well, and especially in this time, with everything we're dealing with, a whole host of things, to be able to focus on four charities in the community and nonprofits, people that are really working in the community.
Right.
This is really
making a real difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what these four charities do. They make a very real difference in this community. And we've known them for a long time, and we've raised quite a bit of money for some of them. You know, and we've raised money for other charities here. Children's National, we've done over $1 million in donations since we've been affiliated with them. And the list goes on and on and on. I could go on. But this is coming straight from the company. The owner said, I want to do something good. I want to do something good there. What do you think? And I'm thinking $100,000 to get the job done. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So.
And like you say, we work with all of them. I especially have what Rappahannock Adult Activities does is mm-hmm. just fabulous. And their plant sale that we'll talk a whole lot about, not only this morning, but for the next couple of months.
Yes.
Is their plants are not only just spectacular, but the money raised there helps the horticulture program.
The program and the people are fabulous. The patience that you have to have to work in that environment is just incredible. I have some personal knowledge of that, and I admire people that work in that environment, because you really have to be special to be able to be that. Yeah. Patient, you know, you gotta kind of measure it every day, I guess, right? So,
Rappahannock Adult Activities, the yep. food, Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, yep. Leashes of Valor, and yep. the
SPCA,
Fredericksburg SPCA.
Yeah. Yep.
They are the recipients, and you'll hear more about this. But this show, the first time this has been unveiled, we thank you for coming here.
No,
I tell people to come here when you have a news.
Listen,
to make.
I've got the best job in town today.
Okay, it is.
So as long as I can give away some money, I'm in great shape. But
well, there's been a lot to this, and thanks to you and working with those involved and in really putting all this together, Mark. Appreciate it.
No, thank you.
My best, ladies and gentlemen, maybe the one and only time a member of this of the show, but we thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk Rappahannock Adult Activities and their work with the plant sale. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Join us.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Well, Rappahannock Adult Activities are our focus this morning. Alexis Fox is here, and Lacey Fisher with Rappahannock Adult Activities. And this is the time, Alexis, where you are getting ready for the big plant sale.
Yes. I mean, we spend all year getting ready for the big plant
sale.
Yes, you do. But yeah, no, it is almost go time.
Well, and when we say you spend all year and you think, oh yeah, they make plans and everything. I mean, from everything from washing the pots to getting the dirt ready to getting the, you know, literally taking the seeds from old plants. That's,
yep.
You do everything.
Yep, we're kind of full circle.
Which for those that are involved with Rappahannock Adult, for the guys that you're working with and get to do, I mean, they really get a chance to see the whole process.
They get a chance to see the whole process. They get a chance to help with the whole process. And, you know, like,
a lot of people are visual. So when we're, you know, we grow out a plant and then, you know, we wait till it goes to seed. And so, you know, it also gives us something to do year round. There's always something different we're doing in horticulture to work for the big sale.
And that's why I'm over there so much.
That's
because
right.
There's always something different. For people who don't know about Rappahannock Adult Activities and everything that goes on, Lacey, I'll let you talk about just kind of overall what goes on, because the plant and horticulture is just really part of the whole process.
Yes, our horticulture program is one of the, you know, largest pieces of our program, and it's what we're most known for. You know, everyone, you know, if they know Rappahannock Adult Activities, mm-hmm. you know, RAI, yeah, that's where they have the big plant sale. But it really is just a part of our program. We have, you know, individuals across all the counties. We have sites in all of the counties, so King George, Caroline, Spotsy, Stafford, and then the city of Fredericksburg here. And we're a program for adults with developmental disabilities to come and just have a great time, be a part of their community, work on, you know, their goals. And part of that is working in the greenhouse. It's a happy place to be. Everyone loves to go out in the greenhouse when, you know, it's cold in the wintertime or rainy. You know, you go in the greenhouse and it's happy in there.
Well, and Alexis does such a great job of working with them. They want to come out there and do everything. But yes. I'm glad you said that about, you know, most people just associate it with the plant sale, because I think for years that was me. And it mm-hmm. wasn't until one time we went inside and I saw all the different classrooms and different rooms that you have for people, and then learned about some of the trips that they take and going out, that it really is a full service program.
Yes. Yep. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's when they're there. And depending on the day, you may come in and see the busyness, the hustle and the bustle of everyone, you know, coming in and getting ready to go out for the day and be a part of their community, whether it's volunteering or going and working out at the YMCA. You know, they're getting ready to go out for their day. So you might come in and it's really busy, or you might come in during the day and it's quiet and it's empty because everyone is out in their community.
Are there favorite places? I mean, I know they like to go to the food bank, right? I mean, they go to the food bank, but I know there are places that they really have a good time at.
There are so many places that they have a really good time at, and we're so lucky in this community in general. We have so many amazing people. There's so many different things that they can try. It really, you know, how lucky are we to get to, you know, help others foster relationships and find things that they love? Like, it's, we're just so lucky. And, you know, we enjoy working with the guys, and we're just all happy to be a part of this community.
Well, and it's so interesting to see just how they, and a lot of times some of them that you see one year that they're not as verbal, and that can change. And just being involved in these different things, you all do have a real interesting, you get a great perspective in working with all of them.
Yeah, we love to see people grow. You know,
yeah.
we like to see the plants grow, but it's even better to see people grow. You know, we have individuals who may have been with us for 30 years, and, you know, yeah. they came in, you know, at a young age, and now they're, you know, nearing what they call retirement. And people, the journeys that they go on and how you see them blossom and go from being quiet and shy and, you know, not wanting to go out in the community to having friends that they meet out, going to their, you know, local place to get coffee, and
yeah.
the baristas knowing them by name. And, you know, that's what we like to see, is seeing the individuals be a part of their community.
And they do Alexis, I see it with you. I mean, they really want to be part of the community.
They absolutely do. And I think what is kind of fun for me and a lot of the staff is that, like, while it looks like hey, we're enjoying coffee, we are actually teaching skills that to the normal person looking at us, they have no idea what we're actually doing. That it is actually like this whole process of like, yeah, like we, you know, like we might prep you as we're walking in, like, oh, hey, say hi to so-and-so. How much money do you think it's going to cost? You know, like we're working on all kinds yeah. of skills that help people in life, that to somebody who just watches us walk in, they have no idea.
That is true, because I
yeah.
have seen that a lot in how you do that.
Yep.
And for, you know, in a lot of people who aren't used to that, don't know, sometimes how to handle it, but they just want you to smile and shake their hand, or if they hug you, they just hug them back.
Yep. And that's one of those things. Now, that is one of the things we try to teach, is that, like, you have to ask someone for a hug.
Yeah.
Because some of the guys are so excited. So, you know, it's actually, you know, it's not just us out in the community. It's us building natural supports. It's us teaching, you know, skills of daily living that to the normal person, they don't actually see what we're doing, but there's a whole lot of work involved.
Yeah. Well, 750 Kings Highway, if you're going toward King George, you can't miss it. It's what, a couple of miles, I guess, or a mile and a half, 2 miles from the bridge, the Chatham Bridge.
Yep, it's right after McDuff Dog Park.
Yeah.
And the Potawatomi Indian Tribe. We are the next field over.
Will you be putting up, we're going to get into the plant sale as we go along this morning, but you usually put up those big signs in the field, plant sale.
They're doing some construction, mm-hmm. So I'm making sure we can actually put the signs up, but we should be able to.
Mm-hmm. Well, but Lisa, that is the thing. That there are a couple of greenhouses there. There's the building. I mean, a lot goes on. There is a lot going on, and when you go in, when I will go in the mornings, you know, buses are leaving, and it can be a really busy place.
Yes, and in the morning,
yeah.
And then again in the afternoon. Those are our busiest times when everyone's coming and going and planning their day, and our staff getting ready to help them.
I guess the only thing that would be frustrating about it is just the limitations you have on how many people you can have, because I'm sure there's a waiting list for people that would like to be able to get their family members involved.
Yeah, we do try to avoid having a waiting list. You know, we do have it because we can only assess folks so fast.
Right.
But, you know, we want to be able to provide the opportunity to everyone who is interested in our services to show them what we do and be able to support them if we can. Of course, we are limited in some size-wise capacities with the building, but that's why we do expand out to other sites. We have individuals that are in our program that never step foot in our licensed facilities, based out of the YMCA, that they're our community groups, and they're 100% based in the community.
Yeah. So, and again, you're under the umbrella of the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board.
Yes, we are.
And they deal with Planning District 16.
Yep.
So you're there. How did you get involved, Lacey, with all of this?
So I actually, this was the very first job I interviewed for when I moved to Virginia in 2005. When I finished up college in Pennsylvania, moved down here, and first interview, I was offered the position and fell in love with it. So here I am this July, it'll be 20 years, and that's where I've been for so long.
I had no idea. 20 yeah. years. Yeah. Where have you been on this show?
She's been doing the important work.
Yep. So I started out at RAI in the day support program. Then I went over to RACSB's residential side and managed some group homes.
Okay.
Did several different positions and then ultimately ended back at RAI. That's where I started.
If you've been there for 20 years, like, were you 5 years old when they hired you? No, obviously you like the work.
I do. It's where my heart heart is. Yep.
And that's everybody you ever talk to that's involved in some way with Rappahannock Adult Activities talks about that. And you see it. I see it every day with Alexis. They all know her, and she knows everybody, and as you carry on with all of them, it's just hilarious.
Well, I mean, that's what we do. Like,
yeah.
It is, you know, learning.
It's like being in a workplace.
Yep. It is a workplace.
It is a workplace.
It is a workplace. And for them, the goal is that everybody, you know, is trying to have the best day ever, and that we are helping you be successful. And at the same time, having a good time.
Right.
Yeah. Having a job that makes a difference
makes a difference, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I think a lot of people are not aware that just the work that the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board provides in this area, that there are so many things just like our AAI and others that a lot of times you take for granted, or you just figure that's here and that's operating, and it's operated by the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board.
Yes, Rappahannock Area Community Services Board is a vital part of our community. I mean, all the services that we offer, from, you know, early intervention to substance abuse to mental health to outpatient counseling. I mean, anything that you could need, we're there for.
Yeah. And I have forgotten, Alexis, your story of how you ended up here.
So I ended up here. So I had been doing this in Virginia Beach, where I'm from. So yeah. I worked at group homes for 10 years and then some day supports. I did employment counseling.
Oh, okay.
And then I moved here and took a part-time job at RAAI and
turned into this.
Turned into this, yeah. Yeah.
So, well, you both are such great fits for what's going on there. And we're going to take a break and come back and really jump into the plant sale. But the plant sale is the big thing, like we talked about. And we're getting ever so close. When I was there on Friday, and really, I mean, you explained to me, and I hadn't put it all together, that really once there was the time change, and then once things started warming up, those greenhouses, things start growing.
Things start growing, yep. The soil, like the temperature of the soil matters. So if it's cold outside and not, you know, super warm, the plants are slower to grow. And some of them, well, we'll talk all about that later.
We'll
but
talk
some
about
of
that.
Them, yeah, it takes a while. There's, so it's a process.
The plant sale, early April.
April 3rd is my
April 3rd.
My goal. Yeah, April
and
3rd.
And the best way, I guess, to watch that is just to watch the Facebook page. For
Facebook. I'm sure you'll hear it here.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but April 3rd's the open date.
Well, let's take a quick break and come back and talk about the plant sale and all that goes into that. Alexis Fox and Lacey Fisher here from Rappahannock Adult Activities. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is almost 8:29.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is our Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning. Lacey Fisher and Alexis Fox here to talk about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities with developmental people with developmental disabilities and just the work in the community and the spring plant sale. You mentioned, before we move on to this, you just mentioned, we were talking off air, Alexis, just about the Community Services Board. And if you don't have a connection to the Community Services Board and some of the activities, you sometimes don't even realize what's going on. And there really are there's a lot going on and a lot of really cool and really impactful things going on all around the region.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, it's just one of those things that if people don't need those services, they probably don't think about, but there are amazing services here locally in all sorts of, you know, mental health, you know, what we do with people with developmental disabilities, the residential programs, the younger children programs like PEDS, substance abuse. There's a lot of great work going on that people don't think about or don't see and just are like, oh, yeah, that's there for people who need it, but don't really think about how it all works.
And especially when you, in recent years with drug problems, there have been a number of forums and classes and just information provided to a lot of that stuff.
Which is also another great RACSB program is prevention, that those people get out there and are trying to prevent the need for future services by educating. So, you know, there's a little bit of everything going on.
So the plant sale.
The big plant sale.
This it's not only is it a big plant sale, it is a good big plant sale. I have noticed on Facebook, as we have put it all spring, put pictures up as everything grows, people have nothing but good things to say about the plant sale, as they should. The plants you sell are just phenomenally good.
They are nurtured. You know, like we are starting them, you know, a lot of them from seed, not all of them, but a big chunk of them we start from seed, and a lot of it is seed that we harvested from the year before. You know, whatever we were growing last season, we have saved, and so we really get to see those plants all the way through. Brendan, who works with me, is like, we're just going to, like, let people buy all of our babies? And I'm like, yeah, we are. Like, after a while, guy, you're going to be like, yes. So, yeah, you know, they're well taken care of.
One of the things that's interesting that you have taught me about the plants is about they're in a greenhouse now, but as you get close to the plant sale, you start taking some of them out just to kind of get used to the colder weather.
Oh, yeah. It's called hardening off. But, yeah, there is an entire process to, you know, we've had some nice days. There have been plants outside.
Yeah.
You know, or if the greenhouse is, you know, nice and toasty in 85, I might open the doors a little bit, you know, let the breeze. You know, we want to make strong plants, so you'll see things like fans set up so that the plants are getting some movement. You know, we change temperatures and go outside and back in, and it's a whole process.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I do about 20,000 steps a day this time. Yeah.
Because we talk about it, and it makes sense that you don't want to sell the plants and have the person go and put them outside, and then it's not used to it, and it dies right away.
Yep. No, that's not what we want. We want people to be successful, and we want our plants to be successful. So we take the little steps to ensure that happens.
You take many steps to make sure that happens.
Yep.
Because that's a lot of work.
It is.
I've seen all the in the greenhouse, and to make sure that everything is ready for the plant sale.
It's a balancing act. And there's a lot of like succession planting, and there is a lot that goes into the process to have plants ready.
And you have another greenhouse in Caroline so you're not only dealing with the greenhouses here, you're dealing with the greenhouse in Caroline.
Yeah, the Caroline greenhouse is kind of my favorite too. it's set right, like it's the way it's set with the sun. That one's kind of my baby, and we start things there.
So you must have some kind of like a master chart of where you're figuring when things need to be planted, so everything all comes together in April?
Exactly, yeah. But no, it's mainly in my brain. Lacey keeps asking for me to write it down.
It would be good if she wrote it down.
Yes. I need to, yeah. No, there is a lot of planning, and it's a year-round planning thing. And, you know, like some seeds have to go through the winter process in order to become plants. So, you know, sometimes we're popping things in ice cubes, or there are a lot of plants that we're starting in milk jugs outside of a greenhouse in December. You know, there
oh,
is...
Oh, just to delay it?
Because they need the stratification process. So a lot of seeds, they're going to have to get cold and go through a cycle with the cold and then slowly warming up naturally before they'll do anything. If I plant them in the greenhouse, they won't turn out.
Lacey and I are just looking at each other like, wow, that's why she needs to write this down.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so there's a lot of your perennial plants. There's a lot going on there.
I don't know if you knew this, but smaller seeds take longer to grow.
Pretty sure I told you that, Ted.
Pretty sure you did, too. But no, it's those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I guess over the years.
Yep. The flowers are typically smaller seeds and take longer. Your peppers, like if you think about it, like I cut open a pepper and I'm taking these seeds, those seeds are a little bigger, but not as big as, you know, like a cucumber seed that you would get out of a cucumber. So
those are bigger, right?
Those are bigger. So like we start peppers first because they're a low, slow grow. They like warm temperatures. And then, you know, the cukes, we just planted, you watched, I think, me and someone plant those a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just a much quicker grow. So you have to know all of that kind of little stuff, too.
What about tomato plants?
So the tomato plants, we started some at the end of February and then March. And then we've been slowly each week kind of doing, you know, 10 trays or 20 trays each. So, yeah, they don't take as long as like your peppers do or your flowers.
Well, and the thing is, there's such a wide variety of what people have to choose from. I think is what makes not only are the plants really good, but you have got a wide variety. You can come there and walk away with. You want to keep coming back.
Yeah, we know what is our favorites and some other people's favorites. So we try to grow those, and then we're always adding some different ones. Like I get excited each year, like ooh. We've never grown this old Virginia tomato, so let's grow it. You know, like, and then because we have the garden, we get to see the whole process. We really like growing things that we can tell people about. It's hard if I haven't actually physically grown that plant out to then be able to tell you what it likes or what it doesn't like or how it might do for you. So a lot of the plants that are for sale are ones that we have grown out and put in our own gardens. So we kind of can tell you, here's how it's going to be.
So this really is a best of garden. It's things that you know are going to work. I mean that.
Yeah, and not just me, but we have master gardeners.
Yeah.
And, you know, gardeners who have been coming to the plant sale for 20 some years. you know, I get knowledge from everyone. And, you know, not every year's the same weather-wise.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, I'll get phone calls like, Lex, my one tomato for the first time ever isn't doing good. What's yours doing? You know, like, I mean, there's a lot of communicating going on and trying things out.
I know in the fall when you do the – I will – this in an early plug for the fall mums sale. The mums at Rappahannock Adult Activities are the best.
They are finicky and
– I've had great success with my mums that I buy there are living and blooming way after everyone else's has just shriveled away.
That's good. It's a process. The mums aren't my favorite, but that's one of the plants we're taking care of all summer long. They're just, I'm ready to see them go by the fall. Like they have just, it's so hot in the summer to be watering them and keeping them how they need to be and pitching and making them do what they want to do. So,
well, it used to be that, I mean, you have really expanded just the whole horticultural program to where it's not just the spring plant sale now. You're working all year round on stuff.
Well, the thing is we're working all year round on stuff with the guys anyways, so we might as well keep those pieces that they enjoy. Like, the guys love telling people about the sale. They love doing the cash register. They love so many different little pieces that... And holidays are huge for us. I mean...
Yeah,
every holiday.
Like, the poinsettias at Christmas.
I don't know what day today is, but they somehow find out about every holiday. Last week there was a Barbie day. Everybody dressed up like Barbie. There's always a big holiday to get excited about. So there's almost always something.
Well, like you say, you're not only there planting your plants and getting everything going. You're really working with them. I mean, you're a teacher.
Essentially, it's we're just teaching different skills
than,
you know, a traditional school. And that is, you know, one of the hardest times for our individuals is the transition from being in the school system till they're 21 to being adults with us. That really is kind of a tricky time period.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of working with those people. You know, like school was like this and now we're, you know, focused into adulthood and what that looks like and what they want with their life. And so we're fostering all sorts of relationships and skills. And to most people, it doesn't really look like work. We're just hanging out.
Yeah, that really is that is a great way to put it. You are just hanging out. That's what makes it fun to go and see them so enthused about the plant sale or enthused to be working with you. When you get a whole bunch of people around a table and get them all planting and things, it's a great thing to see.
Yep, and it really just depends on our individuals. Some people do not want to get dirty. You know, like, they'll give me a look and hands back and...
That would
like,
be okay, me, by the way.
I don't put my hands in the dirt.
Thank
I don't
you.
Like it.
Just the other day, we had this discussion and so Alexis is saying, you know, we get our hands dirty. And I forget who it was, said, no, I don't like that. And I said, that's me. That would be me.
Yep. And so, you know, because we know our individuals... I'll know like, oh, okay, you're also interested in computers. So let's go sit down. Let's pick out pictures. You know, I walk around with our catalogs. And, you know, the guys pick out the pictures. By the way, they would have us grow tropicals year round. They, for whatever reason, everyone like picks like, or they'll come to me with plants like, I want to grow this. And I'm like, that is a native Hawaiian orchid that is like only in Hawaii.
It's not going to work
that
here.
Yeah. So we get to do lots of great stuff.
So be watching the, and we'll talk about it too, but also the Rappahannock Adult Activities Facebook page for the details on when things start and then the times, and you will not want to miss it. And it is the kind of sale that what you see in early April, by the middle and end of April, a lot of things have changed.
Yes. So, you know, like I think to start, we'll have a bunch of begonias that I love that are looking super pretty. But by mid-May, those will probably be gone. You know, like it just kind of depends. You know, so like we'll start with some strawberries, but you know, here in a few weeks, everybody will have planted those. It won't be the right time. Hopefully, we sell out.
Yeah, and tomatoes change as you go along too. So
yep.
Just all kinds of different things.
Yeah, so with the succession, you know, it's great to check each week and you know to swing by.
Yeah. Yes.
See what we have. Yeah.
So do that. And again, this is really one of the big fundraisers to do all of this.
Yeah.
So get involved, and you'll have a great time. If you get a lot of things, you can put it on a cart, and you'll have help taking it out to your car.
That's right. That's another important fun job that people fight over.
Totally. So there are some new. You're adding to some of the things that the community can get involved with some classes coming up.
Yeah, we are excited about that. So we are starting the evening of April 3rd with a volunteer artist, Izzy Petrichik. I'm sorry, Izzy, if I messed up your name. And she is doing a lovely tulip painting. Tickets are available online, and you can see the painting there. So that is a lovely, you'll get to come to our tulip gardens, cut a bouquet of tulips, get a vase, and then Izzy will guide you on how to do the tulip and butterfly painting.
Oh, wow. How fun is that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be silly fun. Yeah.
That is a lot of fun. And you got a bunch of other things coming up.
Yep. We are doing a Talk Dirt to Me series. So the first one, we were talking about how, our soil's living. We're going to tell people, how to kind of make their own soil. We're going to talk amendments. If you bring us your soil, we'll test your pH. If you want further, if you want to know how much magnesium is in your soil, we got the kits for you to send it off to Virginia Tech, and they'll send it back in a while. So with that one, you'll get, a big bag of soil that we're making that evening, and we'll answer all your questions. Bring pictures of your yard so we can, look at issues and kind of tell you what's needed. Then we're doing a charcuterie board class. So I think that's going to be silly fun because who doesn't like to eat?
Right.
And that's the week before Easter. So, way to impress everyone at Easter if you show up with the best looking board. And then on the 28th, we're doing Plant Your Intentions, which is just a kind of Zen night where we'll plant house plants and write our intentions on paper and plant them with, and just that relaxing, learn about the lunar cycle and
sure.
Some manifesting stuff. Yeah.
So these are going to all be take place at 750 Kings Highway?
Yep, these are all taking place at 750 Kings Highway. Tickets are available at RappahannockAreaCSB.org. And that is, they're all evenings for the month of April.
Well, I might have to come to some of these.
As you should. Yeah, and then
a lot of different options, something for everybody.
Yeah, that's the thing about this. And what I like about it, too, is just the fact that the community, just to come and see that it's more than just some buildings off the road there.
Yeah.
There's some serious things happening.
Yep. And then during the day, during the plant sale, we're going to have some sensory-friendly activities that our guys enjoy doing. Bring your kids if you want to come out and help. Donations are always welcome for that. And we're also always looking for things like art supplies. Don't forget to bring your recycled pots.
One thing. And I still have, I've got pots I need to bring you.
Yeah.
You're always looking for those because you washed out a bunch of them last year. Thousands.
So we did a pot washing day, and I think we did 5,000 that day.
Right.
And we had so many people come help us that day. There's something like 20,000 pots in the greenhouse, and we washed all but like 1,000 of them. Which is great because that means so many people brought back their pots and recycled them. And we don't, if you bring us the pots that, after you buy plants from us, if you bring them back, we absolutely wash them and use them again. Those are our favorite ones because they fit in our trays. But we take any pots or things you're not using. And if we can't use it, we've given them to Downtown Greens, the Co-op Extension, the King George Garden Club just came and picked some up for their plant sale in May. So we absolutely make sure that the stuff is getting used and recycled and try to help as many people out with that. Also, if you need some pots, just some plastic things to grow in, you can swing by and we'll hand some out.
That is interesting. As I talk to various plant people around the community, they all work with you. They all know you. Really are a community.
So we're just so lucky to have so many great people in our community, and each one has their own piece doing something a little different but super cool.
Yeah.
So how do you not get involved with those people? You're doing cool stuff, we think we're doing cool stuff, let's all do cool stuff. That's just kind of how it works.
Well, and the dirt, it always amazes me how you make dirt.
Well, I mean, we don't always make the soil, sometimes we gotta buy it, but yeah. It's fun. Also, for us, breaking everything down as an activity for the guys to teach them is a big part of it. And we also like to save money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we're composting. That's another thing I don't think people see, that we have big compost bins. And, you know, we're trying to get as much of our soil. You know, we have a person who loves walking around with the bucket and collecting everyone's scraps for the compost.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Like I said, there are a lot of things going there on 750 Kings Highway that you that the community just never sees or never knows about. So.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And if you check our Facebook page right now, you'll see a video of you were repotting some things on Friday.
Yeah.
Caught some of that.
We were transplanting some stuff. Yeah. We have a lot of transplanting going on right now, too, to get ready.
I think so. Quick break. We're going to wrap this up this morning. Alexis Fox is here, the horticulture manager with Rappahannock Adult Activities, and Lacey Fisher is also here from RAAI. We will conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Lacey Fisher and Alexis Fox from Rappahannock Adult Activities in this morning. A lot of good information. I've learned a lot, and I hang around you guys.
Yeah, we love when you come over.
I know, but I've learned a whole lot of different things this morning, and this is really great. When the plant sale starts, early April 3rd.
April 3rd, yeah.
That's
the date I'm going with.
Okay, because I have hesitated to say April 3rd and have just said early April. But
no, we're pretty ready, yeah.
You keep saying April 3rd.
Yeah, April 3rd.
So, and the days and the times?
So, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. And Saturday 9 to noon.
Okay, so a lot of,
and we'll have, you know, some evenings, you know, where we have the workshops. We'll be open those evenings for sale too. So even if you don't want to attend the workshop or just maybe want to like come by and see what that's like, but still shop for some plants when we're open on those nights, you can come on by.
Stuff really does fly off the shelves, so I will say that.
That's the goal.
Keep coming back.
Yeah, because just keep checking with us, because we succession plant, so some things aren't ready right now. You know, not everything's ready when we open. April's a little early. Our frost date is mid-April.
I was wondering about the frost date.
Yep.
Because everybody seems to me like they're jumping. No one's thinking about that.
Yeah, so our frost date last year was April 18th. I'm not 100% sure what it is this year, and that's just a guess. But after that, we shouldn't get any, you know, freezing temperatures that would hurt your plants. But that's why we kind of start a couple weeks before. Some people want to pick them out. And, you know, we're all just ready for spring and good weather.
Totally.
Gardens.
Do you ever get any sleep during these big sales?
For the month of April and May, not as much as I would like, no.
doesn't seem like it.
Yep.
Nobody, I guess if you want to talk to you, the best way to talk to you is to come to 750 Kings Highway.
That's
because
right.
You almost live there.
Yep. Yep.
So, Lacey, these are big times going on with Rappahannock Adult Activities, especially this time of year. But, I mean, no matter when you come by, I mean, I just hope other people have learned as much as I have today about the things that go on there. It's the horticulture program is a huge part, but there are other parts too to the whole puzzle.
Yep, there are other parts, and it's all very busy. You know, of course, the greenhouse and Alexis, like she said, this time of year, it's just nonstop. You know, she's in there weekends watering and evenings watering, and you know, in addition to being open for the sale, it's very busy, and
hands with dirt on them.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. And so, you know, the rest of our program, it's a busy time too. It's, you know, springtime. It's when everyone wants to get outside, and it's getting, you know, nicer weather and staying busy.
I never thought about the fact that, Alexis, you got these plants and they don't water themselves on the weekends.
They do not water themselves on the weekends. No, they don't.
And that's also included. I just am thinking about the greenhouses just down the road here, but you've got Caroline with the greenhouse there. So there is work to be done.
There is work to be done.
Well, hopefully there is the biggest turnout ever for the plant sale this year, because these plants, they are just phenomenal. And there's just been a lot. There's been a lot of care and love put into all of them.
Yeah, and we're excited. And also, one of the other favorite things we haven't mentioned about our plant sale is we have master gardeners who are there to help teach you.
Yeah.
And we have information about, you know, other nonprofits, Downtown Greens, you know, Rappahannock Education Farm. The library has great classes, free seeds. So, you know, we're kind of a place for plants and some knowledge and ways to kind of network with other people.
April 3rd, the plant sale.
April 3rd.
10 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to noon. Alexis Fox and Lacey Fisher, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
That's it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.